The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Good morning. It's 7:05 on October the 27th. We're getting close to Election Day next Tuesday. And we're having Gary Catt on today. We had Sandra Spear on yesterday, and we had Francie Sullivan on the day before. We're going to have Chris Young on tomorrow, and then we're going to have a little change up here with Paul Hooser from REU to talk a little bit about electric stuff. And but we're going to use that day to talk propositions. But that also Friday at Tobacco and Brew for our city, our town hall meeting, we're going to have the heads of the unions. That's right, the gents that head up all the unions here in the city.
And there's going to be lunch.
Yes, and we'll be there. I believe that they're having sandwiches there from one of our local sandwich places. And speaking of a local sandwich place, there's Bad Bob.
And good morning.
See, I had nothing to do, Bad Bob, with...
Just a good segue.
It was just a... It was a bad segue, but I got you on the air. What are you doing?
Checking the backup recorder and making sure the streaming is running and all that good stuff.
Oh, that's always
nice. Yeah, I wonder how the chat room was going to be today.
Well, you know, the chat room guy says it was all Bob's fault.
Oh, whatever.
So, well, you know, it's
people like to pass the buck.
That's what they do.
Speaking of which, we're going to talk to you.
But we know it wasn't Bob's fault.
We're going to talk about passing the buck in a little bit.
And speaking of a great chatter, here she is.
Good morning. Well, a couple things I want to share with you. I kind of feel like maybe I get rest. So I'm chomping at the bit today. I love to go through, like, what happened on this day in history? You might know these names. Marconi, Fessenden, and DeForest were the catalyst. However, it was an engineer for Westinghouse Electric who, in 1916, was broadcasting music from his garage in Wilkinsburg, Pennsylvania, a suburb of Pittsburgh, over a wireless amateur radio station, 8XK. Who really got the whole thing started. A newspaper article about the broadcast caused such interest that the head honchos at Westinghouse decided to build a real radio station. So that was this day, October 27th.
And you know, it's a little known fact, but we have that same equipment right in the studio.
another little known fact. Bob knows how to run it.
Bob and Jim were both there that day.
No, I think that's pretty cool. And if it had not been for their wonderful mischievousness. Yeah, see if you could say that in the morning. Their wonderment of electronics, we wouldn't be here today. So thank you very much. Also on this day in 1947, the one, the only Groucho Marx appeared as Quizmaster on You Bet Your Life for the first time on ABC Radio. George Fenneman, again, who was Groucho's eternal straight man, Fenneman stayed with Marx during the program run on between 1948 and 59. Also, something I thought was very interesting, in 1963, Peter, Paul, and Mary were sitting pretty with not only a number one, but a number two. Can you imagine having number one and number two? Stop it, Bob.
You're talking about singing.
On the U.S. album chart with Peter, Paul, and Mary and In the Wind. The answer, my friend. Really great fall song when you think about it.
Well,
I want to tell you about the weather today. Increasing clouds. It's currently 43 degrees. It's going to be high today of 63. And the weather is always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. I wanted to, again, if you're thinking, oh my gosh, there's a multitude of things that we can do over the weekend, wanted to encourage you with last-minute ticket sales. October 30th, that's a Saturday night. It's costumes only, and the costumes are 1950s, film noir. It could be 40s, 30s, but really that whole feeling of your famous celebrity, no poodle skirts. It's not that type of party.
Hugh Hefner, and Cary Grant.
Frank DeSilva and his group are going to be playing there, so that's the big news.
Oh, yeah.
Great music, great dancing, show up in your costume, that kind of thing that you think you not wear on the street, but you've got that fabulous dress that, or some kind of feeling. I don't know. I might go as Playboy Bunny, and you may go as Hef with that fake hair on your chest.
Well, thanks, you honey. For sharing that
on
with
top
everybody.
Of that beautiful hair on your chest.
Thank you for sharing that with everybody. We're going to take a break now since she's completely destroyed what I was going to say for the rest of the morning.
Good morning.
Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Get me out of here.
Before has the city of Reading faced such serious financial concerns, due in large part to the decisions made by previous city council members. That makes this coming election a defining moment in our city's history.
Hi, I'm Gary Cadd, candidate for Reading City Council. I've attended all but one city council meeting since January of 2007. When I speak before council, I'm passionate about the issues at hand, and believe me when I say they have never been more serious than they are today. Reading taxpayers and ratepayers pay over $90 million a year in salaries and benefits. That works out to over $1,000 for every man, woman, and child in the city of Reading. It is vital to the economy of our city that upper management, followed by union members, be willing to pay the employee portion of their pension payments, and the city leaders must lead by example. We all need to do our part and make the sacrifices necessary to rebuild our local economy. That is why I'm asking for your support and your vote in the coming election.
Paid for by Gary Cadd for Reading City Council.
Imagine the peace of mind in knowing that your elderly loved one could safely remain at home as long as possible. Hi, my name is Sharon Gaber-Kavich, owner of Home Helpers. In addition to providing non-medical home care to seniors, new mothers, and those recovering from illness, Home Helpers is introducing DirectLink in-home emergency monitoring system. Now your loved one can get help with the touch of a button. By simply pressing a small wireless button worn around the neck or wrist, DirectLink's trained staff will respond immediately. DirectLink is monitored 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Once DirectLink is activated, our trained staff speaks through a two-way speaker system to assess the situation and call up to 6 contacts, including family, neighbors, a doctor, or 911. DirectLink allows peace of mind for family members and safety and independence for your loved one. DirectLink is very affordable, just $35 per month with a one-time activation fee, no equipment to buy or long-term contracts to sign. For more information on DirectLink, call 226-8350. That's 226-8350. Home Helpers, making life easier.
Our government has grown larger and taken on many helpful services, from distributing child support to monitoring air quality. But core essential public safety services like the Sheriff's Department, the jail, and fire protection should always have priority and rise above others. The most basic functions of government are protecting life, protecting property, and our property rights. Our county supervisor has lost sight of this, and it's time for new leadership. Vote Chris Young for supervisor, and let's get our priorities straight. Chris Young is a fiscal conservative who believes in limited government and personal responsibility. Chris will push to reduce duplicate services to save money. Chris believes now is the time to be planning for future essential services in regional sewer and water facilities. Chris Young's plan for Shasta County promotes economic growth, protects citizens, and leaves you free to pursue your dreams.
I'm Chris Young. I need your vote to keep priorities straight in Shasta County.
Paid for by Chris Young, District 5 Supervisor, 2010.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. Or you can go to KCNR1460.com and turn your computer on, listen to us while you're getting some work done. And you can also join our chat room.
I'm checking out the chat room right now.
Checking out the chat room right now because yesterday the chat room was alive. Alive.
Alive.
Except
and
with
going.
Us, it was more than alive. It was just kept constantly moving through there.
Well, we've had the candidates on, and everybody's just such an boy. We could talk about that later. But first, let's go to our very beautiful and special guest, Alexis Pebbles. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we are talking about the Hall of Excellence Awards.
Yes. So I am here to talk about the Hall of Excellence Awards, which is put on by the Reading Chamber of Commerce. This is the 21st year that they've done this. They've been doing it since 1990. And I wanted to talk about nominations. and how to nominate local businesses and individuals, employees of businesses. So this has been put on, like I said, for a number of years, and we are looking for nominations currently. So I kind of wanted to get the word out about that.
Okay, so how do what does one do?
So there are nomination ballots, and they are available at the Reading Chamber of Commerce over on 747 Auditorium Drive, and they're also available at all of the Shasta County North Valley Bank branches. So you can go in there and ask anybody, and we have nominations forms there as well. Basically, the Hall of Excellence Awards are an opportunity for us to acknowledge these businesses and individuals that have provided us with superior customer service. So if you've gone in somewhere and someone's just gone above and beyond the call of customer service, we'd love for you to grab a nomination form. And the nomination forms can either be faxed back to the Chamber of Commerce or mailed back to the Chamber of Commerce. And they're due by this Friday, the 29th. So the deadline is quickly approaching, so rack your brain for nominations. And the mailing address and the fax number are on the nomination form, so I won't bother giving them out.
So go to a North Valley bank, pick out a form, and talk about your local your local favorite business that you think it goes above and beyond, because this is the Hall of Excellence Awards. When is the dinner?
There is an awards dinner where we'll recognize the people that have won in the retail category as well as the service category, and it'll be held on Thursday, November 18th at the Wind River Casino Event Center. It's from 5 to 7:30, and tickets are $25 a person. Anyone is welcome to come. You don't have to be nominated to come. Anyone's welcome. And tickets can be purchased at the Reading Chamber of Commerce.
So is there room to put Free Fire Media and KCNR 1460 on the same line?
There sure is. Someone's got to go out and nominate you.
Well, how many submissions do you have at this point? This is why you're doing
this. This is why we're doing it. We have right now probably about 50 businesses and about 60 individuals. So, and we our dinner on Thursday, November 18th, can hold up to 400 people. So we'd love to get that room maxed out.
So you have your the Friday is the deadline.
It is.
Wow,
because
today's Wednesday.
It is.
So I'm 2 days.
I'm giving you 2 days. But I think there's plenty of businesses in town that have probably provided someone somewhere with excellent customer service, and they're thinking of somebody right now.
Right. Is there any way to download this off of the internet?
You can email me. I'll give you my email.
Okay.
It's askipitis, A S as in Sam, K I P as in Paul, I T as in Tom, I S as in Sam, at gmail.com, and I can email you an electronic copy of that. Or you can give me a call. My number is 226-2904, and I can get your email, because I know it's a little hard to write emails down.
Is it fair then for somebody to go into North Valley Bank and pick up a stack and then hand it out to their friends and
absolutely.
All their friends send them in? Oh, okay.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So we are looking for nominations, and then what we do is once we get the nominations in, we go out and secret shop these individuals and customers, and we have evaluation forms that have certain criteria. We rate them on a scale of 1 to 4. Tally those at the end, and then that's how we award the winners at the Hall of Excellence Awards. So it's a really neat thing, and it's just a great way for businesses to be acknowledged for something positive. I know, bad news travels faster than good news, and, one person will tell two people maybe about a good experience, but they'll tell 10 to 15 people about a bad experience. So this is an opportunity for...
I just canceled an order at a local business because I had left a deposit. And called them, because I wanted to talk to them about it. And I didn't get a call back. And the second time this has happened. And then I'm talking about it. I thought, well, maybe I said something somehow when you're leaving, a deposit. And I heard from two other people that were standing there in the same spot, said, no, they had the same experience. So.
And then I can think of, okay, so that's on the negative side. But I can think right now as you were talking to, explaining about what it is to acknowledge when people go over and beyond.
Yeah, we try to ring a bell.
We know, I can just right now go, bleh.
Right.
And tell you five.
Right, absolutely.
That we deal with on a regular basis
that
have been amazing.
Right. No, and it's a great thing. And, we put out a program, so it has all the local businesses listed in there. And it's a great resource for people. Hey, I want to get, my carpets cleaned. I want to, rent a storage unit. They can go to this reference and say, oh, well, these are the places that people have really had great experiences. I'd love to shop with these businesses. So we'd love to get nominations in. I know the deadline's coming up shortly. I'm sorry for the last minute, but we'd love as many nominations as you can send in. We'll go out and secret shop these people.
All right. So thank you for coming on, and we're really glad that we were able to fit you in at the last minute. Microphone's going weird. But anyway, so Alexis Pebbles, and it is the Hall of Excellence Awards. Go by North Valley Bank, pick up a couple copies, and think of that business or that individual that has really exceeded in helping you extraordinarily this year. And if anything, it's always nice compliment to
Absolutely.
Have a business that has been somebody's thought of them and said, we really have appreciated what you've done business wise. So I am planning on doing that today for a few that we've
fantastic.
That I've thought of.
I'll leave some nomination forms with
yeah
you.
And then what we do, good, excellent, and then so that we just fax it in.
Yep.
Okay, got it.
It's pretty easy.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank
all right,
you, Alexis.
Thank you guys so
all
much
right.
All right. This is Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio, and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hello, I'm Rick Bassetti. Even the union candidates now agree that our employees at the city should begin to pay into their retirement. It's ironic that their campaigns were launched largely because I requested the employees to pay their share. We have successfully won the battle of ideas. So let's stop looking back and begin to look forward. How will we utilize the $4.5 million that will be saved? I have a plan for these taxpayer dollars. We will immediately be able to bring back many of the community service officers in the police department. Also, we will not have to close a fire station. It will allow us to begin to plan for our future proactively versus reactively. The people of Reading are resilient, strong, and generous. It is this attitude that drives me to serve you, to be responsible to you, the taxpayers. We must work hard together so that we move forward. We must provide our younger workers with the opportunity to find the jobs to take care of their families. I will provide you with the fiscally conservative leadership that we need, and we will continue to move forward as a city. I'm Rick Bassetti, and I'm asking you for your vote on November 2nd.
Paid for by committee to elect Rick Bassetti for City Council 2010.
What are you going to do about dinner tonight? What are you in the mood for? A savory, mouth-watering, fork-tender filet mignon you can cut with a smile? A hot and juicy New York or top sirloin steak cooked to perfection? Deep-fried jumbo prawns? Tender ocean scallops? Crunchy, flavorful, golden brown southern fried chicken? All served with garlic bread, baked potato, or french fries, along with a big family-style bowl of tossed green salad with a homemade dressing of your choice? Yeah. In the mood? Well, then what you do about dinner tonight is do Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark for 70 years and serving the finest USDA choice meats aged and prepared to tasty perfection for an unforgettable dining experience. When you do Jack's, you do your best. Open Monday through Saturday for your dining pleasure. What are you doing for dinner tonight? Well, grab someone special and do your best. Do Jack's, 1743 California Street, Reading.
Reading Firefighters Association believe in putting public safety first. The Reading Firefighters Association is proud to take a leadership role this election season by encouraging the citizens of Reading to get out and vote. Our association supports candidates who will focus on what matters most in Reading: police and fire protection, continued funding of road improvements, municipal services, and low electric rates, all the while providing jobs for local employers and protecting the city from overdevelopment. The Reading Firefighters Association are endorsing Francie Sullivan, Sandra Spear, and Ken Murray for Reading City Council. We believe these candidates take the responsibility of leading our community very seriously and believe in having the public's safety a priority over unnecessary and costly development. When the community works together, the community wins. Join us on November 2nd and vote for candidates who believe in making public safety a priority. This message brought to you by the Reading Firefighters Association. Proud, dedicated, professional men and women who work tirelessly for our community. We are trained to protect, willing to lead, and dedicated to serve.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on CNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 724 on a Wednesday morning. Looks like we're going to be getting rain later on this week. Maybe a couple of showers today, right, Bob?
Quite possibly.
Quite possibly. And then I think they said heavier rain now this weekend. So that's okay when you're out with the when you're trick or treating. Just put an umbrella over the kids and watch out if they're out. You know, it's going to be, if it's rainy, to watch out for those kids in the streets.
Right now, the forecast Friday looks quite wet.
Yeah. Okay. So it's right now it's 41 degrees. Yeah. You know, if you've been noticing that that it seems like the Democrats seem to be in just a little bit of trouble across the United States when it comes to these elections. President Obama's throwing out those last things. You know, he's saying, "Don't let them." Strike back. and that kind of stuff. And then you hear about money being thrown into secret money. And it was funny, you know, I tune in to Oberman for like 2 minutes. That's all I can stand, really. All I can stand, just to see what he's saying. And not even daily, because I can't take it daily. But he was talking about the secret funding that's being poured into the Republican coffers. Well, you know, what about 4 years ago with George Soros and the, you know, and the billions of dollars he was using and the hundreds of millions of dollars he was pushing in, you know, from those sources and money coming in from overseas into the Democratic Party? It's funny that if you're going to say one thing, oh, man, that you should be talking about everything. But then again, of course, then that would be more of a balanced idea, and you're not into that. But let's talk about right here in California. Soros. Does Soros live in California, Bob?
I don't know, but I found yesterday's news about him highly intriguing. What's the motivation?
He puts in $1 million, $1 million into yes on Proposition 19. In other words, he wants marijuana to be legal in California. Now, why, when you think about this, why would George Soros want marijuana to be legal in California? There's a couple of reasons. I think he's really big into dumbing down the society. And
the
keeping people,
populace will vote how they're told.
And keeping people on, you know, keeping, you know, putting more things out there, more drugs. And you can use the word drugs of all kinds. It could be a medicinal drug or just drugs out there in our society. And the society uses it. So then the society becomes more compliant. I find that interesting. And he doesn't even live in our state. And he puts $1 million into it. But you know who else put a lot of money into it? From what I read, is the guy that owns Men's Warehouse. He put $1 million in the passing
profits.
He guarantees it? I guarantee it. Well, I guarantee that if you did that, that seems like a mistake on your part. But you know what? It's his $1 million that he's made over his lifetime if he wants to put it in to pass a marijuana law. I say I'm against that. I'm against Proposition 19. I got no problem at all with the... I got no problem with medicinal marijuana. I mean, I mean it's being abused, except for that part where it's being abused and people are making lots of money off it when they shouldn't be, because it's for people that truly need a different form of medication, you might say, a natural form. But it's everybody else. I mean, you know, you laugh at it. You say, oh, well, the thing is as people have pointed out already, is that everybody around here is growing it. It's in everybody's backyard, which is not obviously in people's next door backyard or mine or the people on the other side of me, because I don't see it. But I think it's in enough places around here. But to see all these millions of dollars put in by these two guys to pass a marijuana law, which is a proposition which is written so poorly, it's written poorly. If you're going to pass a law like this, have the legislature pass it. You know, make it for everybody. But see, the other thing too is, I almost wish it does pass, because then the feds will get into it, and then, you know, what a mess it'll be then. What a horrible mess. Now the feds are into everything. So anybody that had medicinal marijuana, how do you draw the line between somebody's drawing, you know, doing medicinal marijuana and has 100 plants that they shouldn't have, and somebody that's just growing it someplace? It's still not going to change anything if you're growing it on federal lands. They're still going to come after you like that. But the whole thing. The whole thing's ridiculous. But all this money to be spent on this issue. I mean, who's going to make money off this except, what, people are going to be growing it?
Well, just, you know, most of the supporters use anecdotal evidence, so I have a bit of anecdotal evidence of my own. Last night on Airport Road on my way home, the vehicle in front of me was doing about 38 miles an hour. I could literally smell the pot smoke from 100 feet back, and this guy was weaving like a Navajo rug.
Well, you know, but it doesn't bother you.
I called him in.
It doesn't bother you. No. That's okay. You can smoke and drive. All right. Arizona again gets whacked by the feds. A federal appeals court on Tuesday struck down an Arizona requirement that residents prove U.S. citizenship in order to register to vote. Come on. What is going on? This is Obamacare at its best. So you don't even have to prove you're a U.S. citizen to vote in our elections. What is going on here?
What rational country does that?
You know, It makes absolutely no sense to me. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
From the Fox Business Network, some economic data in today. Durable goods orders rose by 3.3% in September, well above expectations, largest gain since January. The jump is thanks to orders of airplanes. However, if you take out transportation, then the orders unexpectedly fell by nearly 1% in September after a gain of 1.9% in August. Stocks today are trading lower as the second day of mixed earnings and economic data continues to drag on the markets. Concerns also growing over whether the Federal Reserve's expected plans to buy Treasury bonds might be smaller than anticipated. And Procter & Gamble reporting profits that were above the Wall Street expectations. The company even beat its own forecast, earning $1.02 per share in the first quarter. Its revenue figure came in at $20.12 billion for the quarter. That just barely missed estimates. The stock has still been trading higher. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Connell McShane.
Smart, tough, trusted. Megyn Kelly covers every story, every event on America Live. Digging deeper, debating key issues, discussing the topics impacting you.
Our mission is to get you the facts fair and balanced.
There are two sides to every story. Only one show delivers both fair and balanced. Watch America Live with Megyn Kelly weekdays only on Fox News Channel.
We don't judge, we let you decide.
The coming election is a defining moment in our city's history. The city of Reading has never faced such serious financial decisions. Hi, I'm Gary Cadd, candidate for Reading City Council. Like every citizen in this country, I am concerned about public safety. We know to be truly safe in our community, we need to have a fully staffed fire and police department. In the city of Reading, we deserve to be safe in our home, at work, at school, and on our streets. Because I have attended every city council meeting except one since 2007, I am well aware of the problems we face during these difficult financial times. The problems here in the city of Reading are not the fault of the employees, but rather that of former city council members. We must make the tough decisions now to fully staff our public safety and ensure our stable economic future. I'm Gary Cadd, and that's why I am asking for your support and vote in the coming election.
Paid for by Gary Cadd for Reading City Council.
Hello, website lost and found. How may I help you?
I've lost my website. I can't find it anywhere.
Have you checked the search engines? Google? Yahoo?
Yes, I'm afraid it will never be found. It's really overdue for its update.
You should call Shasta.com. They can help you find your website in the search engines and take care of those much-needed updates.
Hi, I'm Andy Main from Shasta.com. If this sounds familiar, then you need to give us a call. We can improve your website's visibility in the search engines and update your site with a fresh look and new content. We have many programs to help you with your online advertising, from search engine optimization to our local online directory, and with our new online coupon advertising program on Reading.net, we can drive traffic to your website. Isn't it time for your website to be found? Call us today at 224-6866 or stop by our office on Mistletoe Lane. Or visit us on the web at Shasta.com. This is Andy Main, and don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
Oh, thank you, Shasta.com. Now my website is easy to find and updated just in time for the holidays.
Shasta County residents deserve honesty, integrity, and accountability from all their public servants. With proven leadership skills, experience, and fiscal responsibility, Les Baugh is again the right person for County Supervisor District 5. He brings his continued commitment to serve Shasta County on a full-time basis.
My name is Les Baugh. Listening to you, I helped stop tank, fought Forest Service road closures, helped push back unneeded septic tank fees, and spoke out as your public voice. I have helped across my district with everything from business expansion to fire suppression. I work tirelessly to help all residents of Shasta County. When reelected, I will continue to promote community, public safety, jobs, and business with a proven commitment to responsible financial management. I work for you, and I'm available. My personal cell is 941-4748. I would sincerely appreciate your vote. Thank you.
Paid for by the Committee to Reelect Les Baugh, County Supervisor, District 5, 2010.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 7:35 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming at KCNR1460.com. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning.
Increasing clouds today. It's currently 41 degrees. Love it. Tonight, there's going to be 50% chance of a rain with a low of 44. Love it. I got boots on today.
I know.
And Alexis with hair and turtlenecks.
Well, you know, I'm wearing those alpaca socks.
You are wearing. That's right.
I was going to ask.
James asked about them, and I've got them on. But first, hey, let's go to the phone.
Let's go to the phones.
Ed, you're on.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Ed. Long time.
Yeah, well, I've had trouble receiving you, actually. I've got you on streaming now, but I have a little problem. I don't know if it's my lousy DSL or something else, but I tend to lose you, so I haven't been a regular listener lately.
Well, come on down.
The reason I wanted to call, though, is I happened to tune in this morning and heard your Proposition 19 comment there, and I'm just calling in to say, in fact, I think I last called when Wally Herger was on and asked him the same question. It's time to legalize marijuana, period. And you were arguing that Proposition 19 may not be perfect and that we should wait for the legislature. Well, the legislature is never going to do anything. And it may not be perfect, but it's what we can do as voters, is my opinion.
But, Ed, don't you think really marijuana is already legalized here in
California? No, and that's the problem. I'll tell you. I live in rural Shasta County. Anyone who lives in Northern California is going to tell you how serious the situation is now. The black market price of marijuana is so high, apparently, and I'm only doing this from newspaper articles, $300 an ounce, for something that, you know, costs $10 or $20 an ounce to produce, that it is distorting everyone's lives up here. Everyone has neighbors who are growing dope. I do. I don't know if it's legal or illegal. I know they have guns. I know that other people are interested in ripping them off. I know that there are strangers coming in all the time and that people with no jobs are making a whole lot of money. And it's not a gateway to other drugs. It's a gateway to other criminal activity is what it is, as long as you keep the black market price this high.
Okay, so...
Good point.
That's a good point because we've heard from Shingle Taylor.
Legalized, taxed, and regulated. And I agree. 19 is going to open a lot of legal challenges and a lot of problems, but the situation now is it's entirely parallel to the situation we had in Prohibition, making something that so many people want illegal and then not being able to enforce it effectively just puts the gangs in charge and gives them a huge source of income.
Well, if California somehow legalize, and here's the thing: what I'm talking about, Ed, is this: the way this proposition is read, there's no repercussions for people doing, you know, for smoking it, in the sense of if you're, you know,
but
if,
there really are now. It's a ticket, as I understand.
I know that, but I'm talking about I have a truck company. I say it's a drug free thing. That means that if you go out and you drink alcohol on Friday and Saturday, but you drive on Monday, it's not in your system. If it's in, if you're smoking, it will be in your system. There's got to be some other parts to it, and that's what I'm talking about. Without the regulations, that means that Redding can write one order or one, you know, this is how we're going to do it in Redding, and Anderson can write another one. And you'll go from city to city.
Well,
yeah,
now. There's still dry cities and dry counties.
But there's a difference most of the time. The fact is that. You know, if you've got less than an ounce now, I believe it's been decriminalized, isn't it? I think did I just read that?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Less than an ounce is now an infraction. It's a ticket.
I'm saying is that, you know, before, I'm not going to get into the part that we're legalizing something else that has an effect on people. And, you know, just like alcohol, just like, an abuse of other drugs. That smoking marijuana can also be abused. So we're introducing something else that's legal that will have an effect on people too. I'm not even getting into that because that's a personal choice. What I'm getting into is that we're having a proposition here that's going to bring the feds into this. They've already said it, and can also it can also cause such a mishmash and of laws and results.
Well,
you know,
yeah, we've got to end prohibition nationally, but the point is there's no initiative process in the U.S. Constitution to allow people to vote. There is in California, and that's what I'm saying. Yes, if the rest of the states kept marijuana illegal and California didn't, people would be, it wouldn't have the great effect of legalizing nationwide. But we can vote as Californians next week. That's what I'm saying.
Yes, that's true. Okay. Hey, yeah, thanks for the phone call and thanks for listening again.
Yeah, I'll try.
Hey, look, I've got a you know what, if you get a chance to stop by here, I've got a
our present to you, Jay, because
yeah,
you're back on board.
I've got an antenna that may work for you.
It's so. Linda. Hello.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. Bye.
Yeah, okay. Go on down. Right. Bye. Okay.
I chased him off. He was like, "What is that?"
Okay, we're gonna take a. We're gonna take a quick break, and our guest will be back with us from Enjoy Magazine for a few minutes. So everybody, just hang on. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio.
Citizens of Reading, vote no on ballot measures A and B. These ballot measures are a waste of our tax dollars. Slick Sacramento politicians govern with ballot measures. We don't need this nonsense in Reading. The Reading Chamber of Commerce and the Builders Exchange commissioned a study which proves that many City of Reading employees make next to, if not the absolute lowest in overall wages and benefits. City of Reading employees were responsible for providing highly skilled services, such as the delivery of safe drinking water and electricity to our homes and businesses. City of Reading employees provide these services at some of the lowest rates in Northern California. For example, Reading electric rates are the second lowest in the entire state. We need to retain the highly skilled City of Reading employees that provide us with exemplary services at low rates, but we cannot do this with an adversarial city council. Protect our low rates and great services, vote no on measures A and B, and elect new city council persons who will truly care about the citizens. Paid for by IBEW Local 1245. The skilled professionals with decades of proven dedication to Reading citizens and businesses.
Furniture for life, Kubler's Furniture.
The prices are falling now at Kubler's Furniture. It's Kubler's Furniture's fabulous fall sales event. Find the best selection and best prices for everything in your home, including a great selection of dining room sets, perfect for upcoming holiday entertaining. You'll find a huge selection of living rooms, bedrooms, pub tables, entertainment centers, and accessories. Hurry in and ask about how to qualify for 1 year interest-free. You'll find a beautiful 7-piece pub-style dining set, just $8.99, and great buys on Simmons mattress sets, plus free gifts with purchase. Spend $9.99 and receive a 3-piece luggage set, a free area rug, or free comforter set. Don't miss the fall furniture sale going on now at Kubler's Furniture, where prices are falling.
Kubler's Furniture, furniture for life.
The fall furniture sale is going on through the end of the month at Kubler's Furniture, your Roy Hill Showcase Gallery in the Shasta Center. Some items exempt from sale. See store for details.
If you read the newspapers and watch TV, you would think the Tea Party people are a bunch of kooks. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. I never saw a demonstration of such well-behaved citizens. There were not any reports of violence, property damage, or litter. Because there was none. It's not about repairing roads, bridges, the library, education, or other things our taxes have always paid for. It's about wasting tax money, going in debt to other countries, growing government, and destroying the American dream for us and our children. The TPAC was a symbol of American citizens' dissatisfaction with excessive taxes. Sadly, the protesters were ridiculed by many news agencies, and worse, they were ridiculed by our present administration in Washington. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is Mayor Patrick Jones. In a nutshell, this is what the Redding City Council election is about. The average citizen of Redding makes around $30,000 a year. You may be shocked, as I was, that the average employee at City Hall makes $116,000 a year in salary and benefits. This is unaffordable and unsustainable. I need your help to change Reading's course, to get us back on sound financial ground. On November 2nd, please vote for me, Patrick Jones. I'm Patrick Jones, and I approve this message.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here in KCNR 1460. This is a portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley are great Americans. They have a great store, finest walk-in humidor in the state, Espresso Joe's. It's cold. Get that coffee from the TMB Sweeties.
Hey, our last caller, I didn't want to, like, shock you by all of a sudden, you know, getting it, just saying my 2 cents worth. But we do. We have a special
antenna
that that's red. It's very, very deco looking. And if you, for those of you who have a hard time with some signals, and with AM, AM is an interesting animal. We're finding out that it just depends sometimes on the weather. It depends if you're in a cement building, a brick building, water, glass. It changes. It's kind of like a woman's mood. But
except not as dangerous.
Okay. Welcome to the program again. And we are delighted and thrilled to have James Mazzotta here from Enjoy. And, James, we were on the phone with you yesterday, and we had just the pleasure of coming in the door.
Thank you.
And seeing your almost open doors,
yeah.
Enjoy store. Tell us what's going on.
We opened yesterday to the public to come in to start seeing, and you know we have one last little hurdle that we're working on, and I'm hoping that'll be late morning, and we will be open for business for Enjoy the Store, which is the sister project for Enjoy Magazine, and as we've been on many times, we're super excited because. You know, it's really based in a philanthropic kind of environment, and it's spawned from Enjoy, and it's a win-win situation where, you know, the magazine now each month in towards the back has a new section called Storefront. And, you know, the headline is What's in Store? And we really look at and focus and try to, you know, mine out information about local producers and support them. So for that month, they get a double-page spread feature on their product, to tell the community who they are, what their passions are, why they do what they do, and showcase their product and then let you come into the store, and that's their focus month. And, you know, we're so happy because we get a lot of them to come on for the last 10 minutes of our show with you guys on Monday, the first Monday of each month, when we go over the new issue, which will be this Monday.
And Carl's wearing his alpaca socks.
Yes, and last month we were here with Castle Ranch Alpacas, and they both gave you a pair of their very high-end, beautiful alpaca socks. And
my toes are very happy.
Yeah.
Well, let me say to our listeners that Carl and I poked our heads in there yesterday, and we had a tour from James, and this is really a jewel for the North State.
Thank you.
Beautifully, beautifully presented, and this is your chance to get the jewelry, the aprons, mm-hmm. the doggy clothes, the doggy bed, rice that's indigenous from Fall River, balsamic vinegars, the list goes on, woodworking.
Soaps. Olive oil.
Soaps and soups.
Exactly. Beautifully done.
Hot sauces or cooking mm-hmm. sauces. So yeah, it's got a lot of great stuff.
If you're looking for unique gifts, let's say that you're going down for Thanksgiving, this is perfect. Thanksgiving, you're going to drive somewhere, you're going to be with the family, you've been invited to Thanksgiving dinner, and you want to put together a hostess gift.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect place to go get your stuff.
Well, And like I shared with you, we have these really great wood crates. We have a section in the store that was originally coined BYOB, which was Build Your Own Basket. And we have yet to find a local basket maker. But we stumbled across a great family that's been here for, I believe they said, 8 generations up in Oak Run. And they have their own acreage up there. I think it's a 900-acre ranch. And they have a sawmill from the 1800s on the property. And they fall their own trees, drag them to the pond. They're soaked. They do what they do. Everything is steam-driven. I mean, it's unbelievable.
And where is this ranch?
So I think it's up in Oak Run.
Okay.
And I don't know. I mean, I've been there a few times, but I'm just busy usually driving and flapping my jaw with whoever's in the car with me, and I know how to get there. And it's magical.
It's amazing that you get there.
Exactly.
I just have to do a few turns.
But they've built these custom-made crates for us to use for gift boxes, and then they've branded the side, and of course we've coined the tagline "Made to Enjoy," which is our motto for the store. And we have an area now that's called, that I was talking about, BYOB, which still works. Now it's Build Your Own Box, not your basket. But if you get baskets, you can do both. You can come in, just walk around, find the unique gifts that are very personal. So, I mean, that's what's so special about these gifts, is that you really are thinking about the person you're buying for. And you have a section where you can stuff your own box and wrap it. And so it's beautiful. But, it's very small. It's a boutique. It is a store, but it's a very boutique store. And we really hope to just constantly be rotating products. So you'll have something in there for 6 weeks, 8 weeks, and then it may be gone for a while, and then something will take its place. And, you know, the public is really going to drive, you know, the product circulation.
You know,
and
you know what I'd like to see in there is a local music section.
Which we do have. We currently have that? We have four,
okay,
four CDs and always growing, and also books.
Great.
So, you know,
I didn't notice that, but I think that's a great idea.
You have to
like
look
that
around because there's a lot going on.
It is
layered.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be in next week. Just to, you know, our personal testimony is we'll be in next week and pick out those presents that we're going to send to Carl's sister and brother-in-law, who came to Reading, and they loved it up here from Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And they were on the air. He's an ophthalmologist, and she's an attorney. And they travel a great deal, but they just, you know, you can talk about how beautiful the North State is,
mm-hmm,
but they just loved it. So we want to send them a present from the North State. I just think it's that, to handpick these things that really were grown, made, hewn,
mm-hmm,
whatever, from the North State is so special.
And that's the total philosophy. I mean, people need to realize what we have here.
They do.
And there is so much. And it's here, and our whole premise was creating, at least, you know, we're not going to get to everybody. We have other businesses here in Reading and locally that carry a lot of these products, which we, you know, really want to support. And that's really what it's all about, is a partnership. But it's a one location you can come to and know that, okay, just everything here is from the region. And you can find all the things that you may need. And so, you know, as I'm sitting here talking to you guys, I'm going to put a call out, to, if you know somebody that is a local producer, you know, send them our way and let us talk to them, take a look, and see if we can get them into our product rotation.
Okay,
great.
It's the Enjoy Store on Placer next to the Durham store. And thank you, James Mazzotta. Congratulations. And
we're going to see you Monday
for
our regular show.
Yeah,
yes,
and
absolutely.
Then we're going shopping.
Oh, good.
Have a wonderful weekend. Our thoughts are with you.
Thank you guys very much.
Thanks a lot. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
My name is Barbara Harrison. I've worked with Francie Sullivan on boards and numerous community service projects. Francie has the best interest of Reading's future in mind. She is a people person who truly cares about people. Francie has her eyes on the details of everything she sets out to do. Accountability and efficiency are her hallmarks. She definitely cares about Reading's future, or she wouldn't be in this race. I know that before she entered this race, she thought long and hard, and now knows that she has made the very right decision. The City Council is the watchdog of the taxpayers' money. She will be a good watchdog. She's the best candidate. Again, my name is Barbara Harrison. Vote for my friend Francie Sullivan for Reading City Council.
I'm Francie Sullivan, and I'm asking for your vote for Reading City Council. Citizen safety should not be jeopardized with two-man fire trucks and an understaffed police department. Wages and benefits should be negotiated with respect and appreciation for all concerned, paid for by the committee to elect Sullivan for City Council 2010.
Are you a hunter? Do you just like to shoot? Join the revolution. Are you tired of being ignored and dealing with the my way or the highway attitude? Join the revolution. Come check out Bastiani Arms. They have a great selection of guns and accessories, and if you want something they don't have on the shelf, they'll be more than happy to track down what you're looking for and order it. That's what the revolution is all about. It's making sure you, the customer, get the respect you deserve and the product you're looking for. Bastiani Arms has a surplus of ammo on sale, only $12.99 for 20 packs of .308 ammo and $112.99 for a 200-round case. Hurry into Bastiani Arms. From guns to ammunition, full-service gunsmithing, hunter's education, and now concealed carry and renewal classes. You can get it all in just one stop at Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, Reading, or call 222-8222.
Your symptoms are by now familiar. Your heart increases its pace. Your palms become sweaty. Your eyes dart back and forth, seeking escape into another dimension. And you begin to make flimsy excuses.
I gotta give the cat a bath.
The rock garden needs watering.
I can't. It's Tuesday.
Yes, you are suffering again from dentist dread. But now there's a cure for this debilitating condition. Available now online at palosidrodentistry.com or by calling 547-5757. One appointment at Dr. William Farrell's Palosidro Dentistry has been shown to effectively diminish or eliminate entirely the symptoms of dentist dread. Dr. Farrell and his able staff employ techniques gained over 30 years of military and private practice. Cutting-edge technology, sedation dentistry, and evening or Saturday appointments if Tuesday really is a problem. A lovely, healthy smile and the end of dentist dread is a phone call away. 547-5757. Palo Cedro Dentistry. Special consideration for veterans. Financing available OAC.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, it is 7:55 in the morning. Our next segment will have Gary Cadd in it, but this segment is brought to you, and other segments are brought to you by B&T Satellite right off Airport Road. 244-1988 will get you Heather or Doug Tooley as they talk to you about Dish Satellite. They're going to put Dish Satellite in. They've got some really good deals. That, you know, for Dish Satellite, 125 channels, $25 a month, and he's going to be giving back a $50 gift certificate. So you get basic, that's with HD too in one room. So it's Dish Satellite, 125 or 123 channels, he'll tell you, for $25 a month. It's getting to be the holidays, football, baseball, basketball. You can get them from right there for $25 a month. I'm quite astounded myself on that. So, but give Doug Tooley a call, 244-1988. Ask him about this. They'll be out there and they'll fix it right then. Guarantees his work. Okay, I'm going to go back a second here. You know, we had people calling in, and we had a guest, James Masato, we had to address about Proposition 19. But I want to go back to the Arizona voter citizen proof requirement. I mean, if you're just tuning in, it seems like a federal appeals court on Tuesday struck down an Arizona requirement that residents prove U.S. citizenship in order to register to vote, but upheld a mandate that they present identification before casting their ballots. Opponents of the six-year-old law incorporating both provisions said the ruling would likely lead to thousands being turned away at next Tuesday's elections for lacking the required identification records. I think that is hoo-hoo, is that this thing's been in the courts a long time. What is wrong? Somebody has to explain to me, why is it wrong to prove that you're a U.S. citizen before you vote in the United States? What is wrong with that? And what is wrong with having some kind of identification before you go in there and vote? I mean, if you are too dense to bring, if you're told you need to bring some kind of ID, and it could be, you know, it could be almost anything, and you go up there and you don't have it, well, then maybe you shouldn't be voting. That's what I feel like. You know, you should be voting, you know, and you should have proof that you're a U.S. citizen, because why are you voting in U.S. elections if you're not a U.S. citizen? That's my problem right there. Anyway, this ruling stems from a ballot initiative, Proposition 200, that Arizona voters passed in 2004 requiring individuals to produce proof of citizenship such as a passport to register to vote and a picture ID such as a driver's license or two pieces of non-photo ID in order to cast a ballot. And that, you know, and then the opponent said that, oh, that discriminates against minorities and the poor and the illegals who may not have the necessary proof of identification.
Now, I would presume that at least some of these people drive to the polls, right?
If they don't have a driver's license, yeah, they should not be driving.
Yeah.
You know, this thing is so, so poor that we're getting into the point where we're so politically correct that if Juan Williams, who was a liberal working for a liberal news organization called NPR, which, by the way, next week we're going to talk about NPR, about their plans to kind of like take money from stations that are free and going over the air so they can build their own news organizations. Of course, they just got $1 million at least from Soros to pay for new reporters in the local areas. But they take a man that says something, and they take part of what he says, and fire him. Juan Williams. Just fired him. Right. Oh, we don't agree with him. We don't agree with him because it's not what we said. And the firestorm of this that has come up because of that, because they didn't agree with what he said, taking just a part of it, and they fired him.
This is what this the other side of the bus looks like.
The we're going to take a break. Where are we at? 30 seconds?
Yeah, this way.
Okay. We got about 30 seconds left. Our guest when we come back is Gary Cadd, candidate for Reading City Council. And we're going to be asking Gary the same questions we've been asking everybody else. What's he going to do? That's Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
KCNR, Shasta Reading.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. He's rallying Democrats by radio, and President Obama knows he's an election year target.
You don't worry about people saying stuff about you, as long as you know that you are focused on what's right for people.
The president on American Urban Radio Network is doing several interviews to target audiences wanting to get out the Democrat vote. The Tea Party's fired up, ready to rally in Kentucky. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso live on their express bus in Paducah.
And, Dave, we're headed to a rally here in Paducah where the Tea Party Express is expecting a solid turnout. And Tea Party-backed Rand Paul, who leads in the state's U.S. Senate race, he's expected to be there as well to speak. Then from Paducah, we head to St. Louis, Missouri today as the convoy of buses rolls on toward Election Day. Dave?
Jeff, a little rebound for the housing market. New home sales rose nearly 7% last month, but that's coming off in August that was one of the slowest sales months on record. There's new concern on Capitol Hill about the big foreclosure mess. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
And Delaware Democratic Senator Ted Kaufman warns banks could suffer staggering losses from this robo-signing scandal hitting America's largest lenders.
The possibility is especially alarming coming so soon after taxpayers spent billions of dollars to bail out these very same institutions.
Kaufman also says fewer than 500,000 homeowners have seen permanent mortgage modifications through the Obama administration's program and warns half of those borrowers may end up losing their homes anyway, Dave.
Jared, a sell-off on Wall Street, the Dow down 131 points. This is what French workers have been striking about for weeks. A final vote in France's parliament raising the retirement age from 60 to 62. Did you love Avatar? Well, get ready for more.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yes.
Director James Cameron is working on two sequels for his big blockbuster, one for 2014, the other in 2015. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
The pain was nearly unbearable. A typo, one digit. Harry's mistake would cost his company tens of thousands of dollars. Co-workers had reviewed the report. He could try to blame others, but no, the fault was his. What should Harry do? First, tell the right people. Harry emailed his boss and then phoned her. He gave no excuses. He explained and he gave the facts. He also suggested damage control. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. In a final email, Harry outlined for his boss how he'd safeguard against future mistakes. Was he fired? Not on your life. To err is human. To admit a mistake, even a bad one, and prevent repeats is professional in the high calling of our daily work.
For more information, visit ourdailywork.org.
Windy, rainy, even snowy across the nation's midsection. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper is live in Chicago.
Dave, cleanup is underway from Wisconsin to Kentucky after high winds and tornadoes. Snow in the Dakotas has stretched east and could hit Wisconsin. Meteorologist Andrew Krein says for other areas of the Midwest.
Looking for wind gusts today between 50 and 60 miles per hour should continue through the daylight hours.
A Chicago area art teacher, by the way, impaled by a tree branch that fell onto her car during the storms, plans to use the wood for an art project. Dave?
Jennifer, it's about 300 people dead now in Indonesia in either the tsunami that hit or in the volcano that erupted. WikiLeaks is ready to do more and release more classified war documents, this time on Afghanistan.
Any particular angle on the Afghanistan issue?
It covers a whole lot of things.
You're going to release the documents on Afghanistan that
were too sensitive back in July.
That's going to shock a lot of people to hear that.
Well, I mean, you know, we redact them properly. We go through a harm minimization procedure, and they get released.
Fox's Greg Palkot talking to WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. Will post 15,000 more Afghanistan documents. The Pentagon tells Fox it's information our enemies can exploit and use against us. Whoever wins the World Series, Texas or San Francisco, will end a long drought. Tonight, it's Game 1.
The Rangers have never been in a World Series. They send Cliff Lee to the mound in Game 1.
What I attribute my success in the postseason to is confidence, relying on my routine, playing on a really good team, having a really good offense to lean on.
The Giants start Tim Lincecum, their manager Bruce Bochy.
This is a very good club, a great club that finds a way to get it done.
The Giants were in the World Series last in 2002. They haven't won one since 1954 when they...
That's Fox's Chris Foster. First pitch tonight in San Francisco, actually shade before primetime, 7:57 Eastern. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It's 8:05 in the morning, October 27th. You can call us at 605-4567. That's 605-4567. Or you can chat with us at KCNR1460.com, where we stream out.
The weather today is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. It's currently 41 degrees. And it's going to be high today of 63 with increasing clouds. Tonight, 50% chance of rain, low of 44. Also, we had somebody call about the winner of those tickets for the MASH production. Just want to let you know that the matinee is at 1 p.m. Doors open at 12, and it's a 7 p.m. evening show. So I'm not sure which tickets that you got, if it was a matinee or evening. So 7 p.m. for MASH opens tomorrow night.
Okay, you know, ordinarily we don't, I don't advertise these things, but I just want to talk about it, that on November 10th, Wednesday, the 10th November at the Holiday Inn, is going to be the 235th anniversary of the Marine Corps birthday, or of the Marine Corps coming online. So, if you're interested in going to that, and you need to have a reservation, you just can't show up, you need to call 530-357-3246. That's 357-3246. It's limited seating, but they did ask, you know, if Marines that are out there that don't know about it, or friends of Marines or families of Marines that would like to come to celebrate the Marine Corps birthday and join us at the Holiday Inn, to give them a call. Again, 357-3246. Linda and I will be there with many of our other friends, Marines and otherwise, and Marines and those who love Marines. And how could you not love Marines? Okay. Our guest today, as has been this week, is another candidate for Reading City Council, Gary Cadd. Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you love Marines, Gary?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I love veterans.
Okay. That just starts my day off okay. But then again, they've all said that, so I guess it's all the same. Gary, last week, in less than a week now,
yes, we're getting down to the very end. We're still out knocking on doors and walking. We'll do a little bit of that tonight. But we're doing everything that we have to do to get the word out to the folks so they can make a good, honest decision on who to vote for. And we had our last debate last night that was recorded by Channel 9. It'll be on, I believe it's going to be Friday when it's going to be on. And, you know, as debates go, we were given a minute to answer the questions, which some questions do beg for more than a minute. But I think that everyone answered the questions to where you, the folks out there, can listen to them and get an idea of where the candidates are coming from.
Well, it's the I think now after, I think it's 5 or 6 weeks now. Well, it's been more than that, June, so... We're coming into this home stretch. There shouldn't be that many questions that aren't answered, yet I find that a lot of questions aren't answered when we ask them here on the show, or when our people that call in ask. It depends on this, or maybe this or this or that, you know, which I find it's maddening, because something you should have a feeling about it. You know, when you talk about it, you know, city employees paying paying their part of CalPERS.
Right. The thing, Carl, I think for this hour, let's call it the no spin hour, because I am going to answer the questions that are put before me this hour. Anybody, call, ask. I mean, I will give you what is in my heart, what I believe needs to be done for the city of Redding. And I know that sometimes some of the answers don't seem to come out, but you will get an answer from Gary Catt. We have problems with the pensions. The employees are going to have to pay their employee share. It's called employee share. Employer share we're going to take care of, but the employee share, they're going to have to take care of it. Now, having said that, I do very seriously believe that upper management needs to make the first move. In fact, I will not ask any one of the unions to make that kind of a move until upper management makes that move. The leaders need to lead by example. So having said that, I mean, I think I've been straightforward and upfront with that through the whole campaign. It's something that I've had in my heart. I talked to the police union back on April the 8th. I asked to go in and talk to them. They didn't call me, and I asked them if I could go talk to them. I went in. I told them that I was going to tell them some things they probably were not going to like. And then I said, I think there's a couple of things you're going to like. And I said, I want to talk to you for about 10 minutes. And at the end of 10 minutes, I said, I'm not going to take question and answers. I said, I want to have a discussion. I want to have a conversation. And we did for an hour and a half, and it got a little heated. But in the process of getting heated, there was nothing said where any of us would have to apologize together for the things that were said. But things were out on the table. And so as far as my bringing up the employee part of their pension, I did that last April.
Okay.
Okay, the chat room is open. We see that there's a lot of activity. We're going to take a break right now. You're listening to Free Fire Radio. This is KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and it's been an honor to serve you as your mayor for the last year. I grew up in Redding, California. I attended Shasta College and Sacramento State University. I've worked at Jones's Fort for over 25 years and have volunteered for many local organizations. I was the first elected to city council in 2006. Much has changed in the last 4 years. Times are tough. The state and federal economy is upside down. I've had to make some very tough decisions to cut expenses to match income. The time has come to take action. We must overhaul retirement benefits today, not tomorrow. We must live within our means. Our police and fire departments have been reduced to cover only the minimum demands of our citizens. We can do better, but we must control our expenses. I want to continue representing you on the council and continue the work that we have started to make Redding a better place to live and work. The next 4 years will be fiscally challenging. We need true leadership more than ever. I hope you vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, for Redding City Council. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Redding City Council, 2010.
In a medical emergency, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center. Our 30-minute ER guarantee means you'll spend less time in the waiting room and receive medical treatment faster. We know that no one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. That's why at Shasta Regional, our ER guarantees your care will begin within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional is prepared for any emergency and is specially trained and staffed to handle rapid diagnosis and fast-track care during the critical early stages of a heart attack, stroke, and shock when treatments are most effective. Emergencies happen without warning, but quality care by board-certified doctors and nurses is no accident. During an emergency, the hospital you choose can make all the difference in the world. Choose Shasta Regional and receive medical treatment faster. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Total commitment. Total care.
Reckless spending in Washington has created a national debt that threatens our future. That's why we need Wally Herger working for us. The group Citizens Against Government Waste calls Wally Herger, quote, a taxpayer hero for his work to reduce spending and cut waste from the federal budget. A local rancher and small businessman, Wally Herger injects common sense and North State values into the debate in Congress. Herger knows America's greatness doesn't come from government. It comes from the ingenuity and hard work of the American people. He opposes any effort to put government bureaucrats in charge of private businesses. The North State needs jobs, and Wally Herger is working to create them through lower taxes and less government regulation. And nobody does more to protect our water and to use our natural resources wisely than Wally Herger. Effective, conservative, respected. Wally Herger, working for us.
This is Wally Herger, and I approve this message.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 814 Carl and Linda Bott, 605-4567. KCNR 1460 is our chat room, and it is... we've got so many guests in there, I can't even keep track of. Well, wait a minute. Just let me say this. Gary Cadd was dancing when the music was coming in. Bob picked great music. It had Gary, the Terminator... Dancing here, or whatever he's called, is there dancing.
Big on your program is a lot of fun.
Go ahead. Okay, we have the chat room open here. I was going to go to a question here that came up. What does Gary think of... Well, let's see. Let's go back here. It's jumping all around. Okay, let's just go. Do you think that they should sell the convention center and the rodeo grounds? What is the exact question?
McConnell, do you think you should... Would you agree to selling the McConnell?
Should the city sell the convention center and rodeo grounds to get the city back on sound financial ground, at least until this recession ends? Question mark.
No, I would not. I'm not in favor of selling the convention center or the rodeo grounds to anyone. That's the jewel of the city, and it needs to stay in city hands. We're working forward to work on the convention center. The convention center needs $1.5 million worth of work on it, but it's not something that needs to be done today. It's preventive maintenance to work on it. But no, I would not. I'm not in favor of selling the convention.
If you were offered $15 million for that property, you wouldn't sell it.
$15 million? I doubt anybody would ever offer $15 million for that property. But I'm not into selling the property.
Okay.
No.
Next question. In the chat room, and then we're going to go to the phones. What does Gary think about initiatives A and B? The current council couldn't stand on a platform because it was an election year, so they wasted funds on this ridiculous initiative.
I'm going to vote yes on both A and B. A and B are two initiatives. They're out to the people for the people to voice their opinions. And I have a feeling that both of them are going to pass. And I don't know that if I were on the council at that time, if I would have put them on the ballot. But they're there, and I'm going to vote yes for them.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Carl, you're on line one. You're live.
Turn your radio down, please, Carl. There you go. Okay, welcome to KCNR.
Hey, good morning, Carl.
Good morning.
I have a question for Gary. I'm wondering, as a taxpaying citizen in the city, I'm very concerned about this upcoming election, and I'm kind of wondering, I've seen the number that Rick Pacetti has thrown out of $90 million for employees' benefits and wages, and that number sure seems like a farce to me. I've done some looking into some of the paperwork on it, and I don't believe that includes the enterprise fund. The enterprise fund actually pays for itself in wages and benefits, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, and if I'm not mistaken, that $90 million figure does include REU, which is the enterprise fund. So it's all city employees. That database that came out is all city employees, covers everybody.
Okay, so I just want to clarify that $90 million, and Rick Pacetti says that's $1,000 per child, mother, father, grandmother, grandfather, everybody in this city, actually is kind of a artificial number when you take into the account that a good portion of this city's enterprise fund pays for its employees by itself through rates, and it's not actually coming from the taxpayers. What is your stance on that, him making a statement like that? I mean, with an artificial number like that, it just seems to be kind of blown out of proportion to make voters sway, you know, towards him.
Well, first of all, I've made the same statement. So I guess Rick and I have made the same statement in some of our printed material we've sent out. But the database covers all city employees. the Enterprise Fund, REU, and then also all city employees. So that is a true figure that's being put out. Now, the Enterprise Fund is not paid for out of the general fund. You are correct. It comes out of REU. But as a figure on the database, the $90 million is what is paid out, and that is $1,000 for every man, woman, and child in the city of Reading.
Okay, but it is not paid for through taxes, the whole number.
No, part the REU portion of that is paid for by the ratepayers, which is taxing ourselves, and then the other part is by the sales tax, property taxes, and impact fees.
Okay, so all the municipal utilities, including water, sewer, garbage, that all pays for itself, right?
Yeah.
Okay, great. I sure appreciate it.
Hey, Carl, we appreciate you calling. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. Okay, let's go to Roberta, line two. Roberta, you're on.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I had a thought. I was listening to the union ad this morning about putting those A and B measures on the ballot, complaining about using taxpayer dollars. And I was thinking about it. You know, every union ad and every commercial and sign is paid for by taxpayer dollars, because the union, the people, the public employees get taxpayer dollars, and then they give to the unions, and their unions, you don't do this. But it's all taxpayer dollars. They are not producers. They are takers.
Well, okay, yeah, Roberta, I can understand that. But, Gary, why don't you take this?
Well, one? Roberta, with taxpayer dollars on the initiatives, you know, it's being thrown around that it's $25 an initiative, $50,000 total, and it seems that some of the candidates have been using that figure over and over again. It's back in the first part of August. I had a talk with Kathy Darling, our county clerk, and talking about the issue. Now, as far as my running for city council, when I signed up to run for city council, I had to present a check for $1,750. And they had it set up to where there was what it would cost to put names on the ballot. And if two people ran, it would be $1,750. Well, of course, there was three seats open, so I wondered why it wasn't a lower amount. But anyway, we paid $1,750. There was 10 people in the race, and it's probably going to cost about $700, $800. It's going to be the actual cost after the election. And then there will be a rebate. Money will come back to us. So it's the same thing on the two ballot measures. They may have cost $25,000 to get them on the ballot, but I'm being told that they're probably going to come in about $10,000 to $12,000 a piece, and maybe even lower than that. So the $50,000 figure that is being tossed around, it is not a true figure.
Roberta, thank you so much for your phone call. We have to take a break here.
Okay, bye.
All right, this is Carl Underbot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Our guest is Gary Cadd, candidate for Reading City Council.
Hello, I'm Rick Bassetti. Even the union candidates now agree that our employees at the city should begin to pay into their retirement. It's ironic that their campaigns were launched largely because I requested the employees to pay their share. We have successfully won the battle of ideas. So let's stop looking back and begin to look forward. How will we utilize the $4.5 million that will be saved? I have a plan for these taxpayer dollars. We will immediately be able to bring back many of the community service officers in the police department. Also, we will not have to close a fire station. It will allow us to begin to plan for our future proactively versus reactively. The people of Reading are resilient, strong, and generous. It is this attitude that drives me to serve you, to be responsible to you, the taxpayers. We must work hard together so that we move forward. We must provide our younger workers with the opportunity to find the jobs to take care of their families. I will provide you with the fiscally conservative leadership that we need, and we will continue to move forward as a city. I'm Rick Bassetti, and I'm asking you for your vote on November 2nd.
Paid for by committee to elect Rick Bassetti for City Council 2010.
Furniture for life, Kubler's Furniture.
The prices are falling now at Kubler's Furniture. It's Kubler's Furniture's fabulous fall sales event. Find the best selection and best prices for everything in your home, including a great selection of dining room sets, perfect for upcoming holiday entertaining. You'll find a huge selection of living rooms, bedrooms, pub tables, entertainment centers, and accessories. Hurry in and ask about how to qualify for 1 year interest-free. You'll find a beautiful seven-piece pub-style dining set, just $8.99, and great buys on Simmons mattress sets. Plus, free gifts with purchase. Spend $9.99 and receive a three-piece luggage set, a free area rug, or free comforter set. Don't miss the fall furniture sale going on now at Kubler's Furniture, where prices are falling.
Kubler's Furniture. Furniture for life.
The fall furniture sale is going on through the end of the month at Kubler's Furniture, your Boy Hill Showcase Gallery in the Shasta Center. Some items exempt from sale. See store for details.
It's that time of year when the leaves are changing and the weather is cooling down. Why not take a short drive to Anselmo Vineyards, just 12 miles north of Palisadro, off of Highway 44 on Inwood Road? Anselmo Vineyards hosts the most beautiful setting with wine tasting, five-star cuisine prepared by Chef John Stadelli. October 30th, a special evening is planned where you can dress as your favorite 1950s glamour star. Think Clark Gable, Marilyn Monroe, Betty Page. Think film noir. This is not a witches or goblin night, but one of glamour and fun. There will be special prizes and gifts for the best costumes. Reservations a must, costumes required. For more information and reservations, call 474-5546. Join us for a fun night of glamour. Step back into time. Dress as your favorite Hollywood star of the 50s in Salmo Vineyards. Make your reservations today.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, Carl and the Bot. It's 8:25 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143.
That was Hart.
That was Hart.
That was Hart.
From last night. They were on last night.
Dancing with the Stars.
They were on Dancing with the Stars, man. They are back on fire.
Yeah. Barracuda.
Yeah.
Anyway, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. We're going to be there Friday, of course, for our town hall meeting, and we're going to have the union reps. All the union reps will be there, or I think almost all of them will be there. We're going to talk about, you know, their side during the with this, and so you can ask questions. Come on down to Tobacco and Brew at high noon. There'll be lunch there, and that you can purchase for a nominal cost. There's a chance to ask them questions. And also next Tuesday, I believe at in that same room, Patrick Jones is having his election night soiree, and he's invited, from what I understand, all of the other candidates to come by.
Yes, he has.
So it's something like that. They can stop by. There's going to be a big screen TV, computers, and food. So, and everybody's invited to go by. It's not a private party. Our guest is Gary Cadd.
Hello again.
Gary.
Welcome back to the show, and the chat room is on fire. One of the questions that we've got is, Gary, are IBEW 1245 ads that don't endorse a particular candidate, jumping around here, are they reported as campaigning expenditures by the union slate of candidates?
You know, I'm not exactly sure. They might have to be reported as in kind, but that's probably a question for the state FPPC, the Fair Practices Commission.
You know,
Political Practices Commission.
Okay. As we ask other candidates that come in here, are you a Republican or a Democrat?
Fiscally conservative Republican.
Okay. Stillwater. Does Stillwater need extra money? Do you think more money should be put into Stillwater?
Stillwater Business Park is where it's at. I've been out and they went through it and looked at it. It looks very nice. But as far as I'm concerned, any large ticket item for Stillwater Business Park, I am not in favor of. Now, if there's a if they need to put some fiber optic cabling in or something to start a business up out there, I would vote for it. But a large ticket project on Stillwater at the moment, no. Stillwater needs to start proving itself.
Okay, Oasis. People are talking about, well, they're spending all these millions of dollars on Oasis when we needed to keep policemen on the beat, firemen in their trucks, and roads fixed.
Well, the thing with it is the money for the policemen and the money for Oasis come from two different pots. But the biggest part with
Oasis...
And
they can't be mixed, can they?
No. And, no, that's just like with Mr. Bassetti and his road out there at Simpson that is a farce. But anyway...
when you say farce, If somebody was just tuning in, what are you talking about?
Well, what Mr. Bassetti's been accused of using a general fund money to put a road into Simpson. Actually, what's going in out there is a bike trail, and it's coming through the Regional Transportation Planning Agency. So it's state Caltrans money is what's going into that. So they're just trying to hang their hat on something and get after Rick for something that's really not true. So it's just things that have to be rebuffed and be brought out, shown the light of day.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Sharon, do you have a question for Gary?
Yes. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning.
Gary, you have proclaimed that you've been to all kinds of city council meetings, it seems like forever.
Mm-hmm.
And when I listen to you talk, you sound like you're a pretty knowledgeable person. Well, I've gone to city council meetings. I don't get a whole lot out of them. And so I'm wondering, just because you've been to all these meetings, what makes that so good? Why is that a reason to vote for you? And how do you educate yourself? Because you truly do seem educated more than most on a lot of the topics and how the city's being run. That's my question. Thank you very much.
Okay, well, thank you. The reason that I go to the meetings, I don't go and just sit there. Before I go to a meeting, I go online, get a copy of the agenda, and
you know what? We're going to have to break you now. I'm sorry. You know, Sharon, we've only got like 30 seconds left here, so we're going to bring that. We'll keep that question until we get back to the other side, if that's okay with you, because it's a good question. This is Carl on the bottom, Free Fire Radio. Our guest is Gary Cadd, who's running for Reading City Council. We'll be back in a few minutes right after these messages and the business news.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lori London. With crucial elections less than a week away, President Obama working the phones and the airwaves.
Anybody who is concerned about the direction of the country has to understand that this election is just as important as 2008.
Speaking to the Reverend Al Sharpton on American Urban Radio Networks, he'll continue a series of appearances aimed at friendly audiences. And on the road with the Tea Party Express, Fox Radio's Jeff Manasso in Kentucky.
We're headed to a rally here in Paducah where the Tea Party Express is expecting a big turnout. And Tea Party backer Rand Paul, who leads in the state's U.S. Senate race, he's also expected to be here to speak. And from Paducah, we head to St. Louis, Missouri.
As the convoy of buses rolls on toward Election Day, well, despite days of angry protests,
L'Assemblée nationale adoptée.
France's parliament grants final approval on a plan to raise the retirement age from 60 to 62. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Never before has the city of Reading faced such serious financial concerns, due in large part to the decisions made by previous city council members. That makes this coming election a defining moment in our city's history.
This is Doug LaMalfa. I've worked at the state level for fiscal responsibility and keeping Northern California first. Here in Reading, I know Gary Cadd will work to keep Reading first. Gary will work to protect your tax dollars from state grabs and deliver city services and public safety while respecting your hard-earned tax dollars. Gary has carefully studied and is informed on these challenges and is ready to serve.
Hi, I'm Gary Cadd, candidate for Reading City Council. I've attended all but one city council meeting since January of 2007. When I speak before council, I'm passionate about the issues at hand, and believe me when I say they have never been more serious than they are today. Reading taxpayers and ratepayers pay over $90 million a year in salaries and benefits. That works out to over $1,000 for every man, woman, and child in the city of Reading.
Paid for by Gary Cadd for Reading City Council.
Hey, Harvey, what's all the commotion going on up there?
It's the city working on the wastewater treatment plant.
They're always working on improving our waterways, making sure we have fresh water, aren't they?
Well, yeah. Without sewer lines and treatment plants, our river would be full of all kinds of nasty stuff.
This morning I read in the Daily Stream that the city is using low-interest loans from the state and money from City of Reading ratepayers to keep our rivers clean. And don't forget, they're also creating jobs.
That's true. Gotta go. I'm about to lose a fin from all this commotion.
What the fish are trying to say is, in order to keep our streams and rivers clean, it takes a lot of manpower and resources. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068.
Five Star Bank is here for you for more than 10 years in the Great North Valley. It's true. Americans are the hardest working people on the planet. Just ask anyone that has made the commitment to be their own boss. Whether you are fulfilling your ambitions by starting your own business or growing your successful business, Five Star Bank is here with smart, safe, and stable advice. Your bank should act like a business partner with your business in mind. Being able to rely on a bank that really understands that kind of relationship is peace of mind. Five Star Bank is here for you. It's tough out there. Let Five Star Bank help you put the shine on this recovering economy. Smart people doing good business. Visit us at 358 Hartnell in Reading or call us at 223-6652. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Reading Firefighters Association believe in putting public safety first. The Reading Firefighters Association is proud to take a leadership role this election season by encouraging the citizens of Reading to get out and vote. Our association supports candidates who will focus on what matters most in Reading: police and fire protection, continued funding of road improvements, municipal services, and low electric rates, all the while providing jobs for local employers and protecting the city from overdevelopment. The Reading Firefighters Association are endorsing Francie Sullivan, Sandra Spear, and Ken Murray for Reading City Council. We believe these candidates take the responsibility of leading our community very seriously and believe in having the public's safety a priority over unnecessary and costly development. When the community works together, the community wins. Join us on November 2nd and vote for candidates who believe in making public safety a priority. This message brought to you by the Reading Firefighters Association. Proud, dedicated, professional men and women who work tirelessly for our community. We are trained to protect, willing to lead, and dedicated to serve.
Welcome back, North State. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Our guest this morning is Gary Cadd. The chat room is open, KCNR1460.com. We've got a caller on the line, but we're going to go to the chat room first.
I got a question.
You still got from Sharon.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. See how fast? Five minutes goes by. It's boom, next.
Sharon, if I can answer your question. My going to city council meetings, the Thursday before, I go online, download the agenda, and then I look through the issues and I read the staff reports. Then when I arrive at a city council meeting, I've either already got some comments ready to go, or I'll just be sitting there and listening to what's going on. There's so many times that I arrive at a city council meeting with really no intention of getting up and saying anything, but then as the agenda item comes up, I'll listen to the staff report, listen to the public speak, and I'll get up and make a comment whether it's in favor of it or whether I believe that it's not a good deal for the public. So one of the biggest things people ask me, say, well, Gary, city council meetings are so dry. How can you sit there through the whole meeting? Well, to me, a city council meeting is not dry because I sit and listen to what's being said. And a lot of times there's subplots, if you will, that go on issues. And I find it quite interesting listening to it. And I talked to a fellow in knocking on doors, and he told me that he says, well, I watch all the meetings. And I said, well, where? And he said, well, I do it at home. I either watch on my computer or I watch on television. And I said, what do you do? So I scream at my TV or my computer screen all the time. And I said, well, what I do, I'm sitting in the audience. Instead of screaming at my TV set, I go fill out a blue card and go forward to make a comment on whatever the issue is. So that's the reason why that I believe that I have the knowledge and experience to make a good city councilman.
Okay, Gary, a couple comments or questions, actually. Have you ever gone on a ride-along with the Reading Police Department? And if so, what did you learn?
Oh, yes, I did. In fact, I went on a ride-along. It's been, several months ago. But I went on a daytime ride-along, and we went in took care of a disturbance in a motel that was an apartment complex, and it happened to be a man and woman that were just in the process of shooting up on meth, and the police officer that I was with and I enjoyed both of them I rode with, but the police officer I was with told me there was three things I could do. I could stay in the car,
excuse me, I could stay back, a good distance back behind them. Or if I wanted to be close, he said, I want you right on my hip. I want you right next to me so I know where you're at all times. Well, I chose being on his hip. If I was going to go on a ride along, I wanted to see what was going on. So we arrested both those people and what they call hook them up. That's when they put them in cuffs. And we took them to the hospital and took a blood draw, and then took them over to the county jail. And then there was just other instances that went on. Then the following night, I went on a ride along, and it was the night that the Vago bike club was in town, and that was really interesting. We picked up a drunk driver. There was a drug problem going on. ID, a youngster with an ID problem. So, yes, I have gone, and I'd love to do it again. I don't know if they're going to invite me, but I sure would love to do it again. Good
Great.
Experience.
Great. Okay, well, let's go to the phones. Charles, you are on live.
Good
with
morning.
Gary Cadd.
Good morning, Charles.
In order to be an effective advocate, it's not enough just to sit at the council meetings. You have to be vigilant to look out for issues as they arise and be diligent in your study of those issues. And from what I have observed, vigilance and diligence certainly characterize Gary's advocacy efforts.
Well, thank you.
The ones that I've seen. And speaking of issues that come up, there was an issue that came up at the Thursday forum and again at yesterday's RTPA meeting, and I'd like to know, you know, if you would, for the benefit of the audience, briefly comment on that.
Well, yeah, I can, Charles. The issues are coming up is regional governance, regional governing. And it's something with the Regional Transportation Planning Agency. The words sustainable communities and sustainable development keep coming up. When these words keep coming up, it's a trigger for me because I'm aware of what the United Nations Agenda 21 is, and that is loss of property rights. So we have to be vigilant in what goes on around us. Sometimes you have government agencies that are working on things, and I'm not so certain that RTPA is doing this for to lose our property rights, but it's something that we need to be ever vigilant and keep an eye. We need to keep an eye on government, is what we need to do. And sometimes we don't go to meetings like we should. Bell, California, they didn't keep an eye on their local city council, and look what happened. So people need to keep an eye on what's going on.
Okay, we've got to take a break here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Our guest is Gary Cadd, candidate for Reading City Council. Phone lines here are 605-4567, or start chatting with us at kcnr1460.com.
I'm Michael Allen, a Reading business owner for over 40 years. I believe that Francie Sullivan is far and away the best choice for City Council. I respect her integrity, experience, and her proven leadership. She has the proven negotiating skills and the budget analysis experience necessary to perform the duties of City Council. I have always found her easy to communicate with and respectful of others. I believe it is in the best interest of the citizens of Reading to support Francie Sullivan for City Council. Francie has spoken up on the issues of public safety, jobs that pay a living wage, and that pay and benefits should be negotiated with respect. Her focus is upon supporting the resources which we already have in Reading. This city should not grow at the expense of existing businesses. We must work harder to support and strengthen existing businesses. Please join me in supporting Francie Sullivan for City Council.
Paid for by Sullivan for City Council 2010. I'm Francie Sullivan, and I approve this ad.
What are you going to do about dinner tonight? What are you in the mood for? A savory, mouth-watering, fork-tender filet mignon you can cut with a smile? A hot and juicy New York or top sirloin steak cooked to perfection? Deep-fried jumbo prawns? Tender ocean scallops? Crunchy, flavorful, golden brown southern fried chicken? All served with garlic bread, baked potato, or french fries, along with a big family-style bowl of tossed green salad with a homemade dressing of your choice? Yeah, in the mood?
food? Well, then what you do about dinner tonight is do Jack's Grill, a Redding landmark for 70 years and serving the finest USDA choice meats aged and prepared to tasty perfection for an unforgettable dining experience. When you do Jack's, you do your best. Open Monday through Saturday for your dining pleasure. What are you doing for dinner tonight? Well, grab someone special and do your best. Do Jack's, 1743 California Street, Redding.
Hello, website lost and found. How may I help you?
I've lost my website. I can't find it anywhere.
Have you checked the search engines? Google? Yahoo?
Yes, I'm afraid it will never be found. It's really overdue for its update.
You should call Shasta.com. They can help you find your website in the search engines and take care of those much-needed updates.
Hi, I'm Andy Main from Shasta.com. If this sounds familiar, then you need to give us a call. We can improve your website's visibility in the search engines and update your site with a fresh look and new content. We have many programs to help you with your online advertising, from search engine optimization to our local online directory, and with our new online coupon advertising program on Redding.net, we can drive traffic to your website. Isn't it time for your website to be found? Call us today at 224-6866 or stop by our office on Mistletoe Lane, or visit us on the web at Shasta.com. This is Andy Main, and don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
Oh, thank you, Shasta.com. Now my website is easy to find and updated just in time for the holidays.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 8:45 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. That's right, Cypress Square Barbershop, right, located right off Athens Avenue. DC Tim and the Man in Black, great haircuts, great prices. You get a break on the price if you are a veteran. Yes, a veteran discount. Great conversation. And they're man's last stronghold. Don't go in there to get your nails painted or trimmed or get your hair styled. You'll get it cut. That's Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. Our guest is Gary Cadd.
Hello again.
Good morning. Let's go to the phones. Bruce.
Good morning, Carl, Jerry. Got the same question for you that I had for Sandra yesterday. If, in fact, during the investigation, if they find that these Redding City employees were playing hardball with the industrial welding out there, should they be fired?
You know, Bruce, I've been thinking about that, and somewhere along the line, we have to heal this whole thing. As I said earlier, I talked with the police union back in April and told them basically what I was going to campaign on. And it would really have to take into consideration the actual what happened, how it was conducted, what they said. I'd rather want to look into it. I'm not looking to fire somebody because we have great employees working with the city of Redding, and at the moment we have a problem, and I'm certain that we're going to be able to work our way through the problem because it's really hurt me. It's hurt me in the heart to see some of the things that are being said and some of the things that are going on. And that was never my intention when I ran, and it's not my intention now. So to answer your question, a long, hard look before anything like that would be brought up.
Well, my concern is, and I don't know whether it should be even one, but I get a little bit worried. We don't want graffiti on the walls, but I also don't want unions playing this kind of thuggery with the private citizens out here, like Chicago politics. We don't need that in Redding either. So thank you, Gary.
Well, 100% sure. I totally agree with your comment just now, and I will react to it. Don't think I won't. But at the same time, I want to see healing and see what actually went on there.
Okay, John, you're online too.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning. Linda.
Morning, John.
Bad Bob, and of course, Gary, how are
you? Good
morning,
yes.
Listen, Gary, I'm interested in a couple of things I would like to ask you. I know you're very familiar with the inner workings of the city, and I'm concerned with the condition of the general fund, and I think it needs to be addressed. I have been told that if the monies that were owed to the risk management group of the city were paid out of the general fund, it would virtually be broke. I'm also concerned with the fact that the monies that are owed to REU and the monies that are continually utilized by REU are affecting the Reading Electric Utilities rates.
This is true.
The city's misuse of these funds, and I'm sorry, that's what I feel it is, are costing the everyday ratepayer enormous increases that are coming, that have already come, and I'd like to know what you feel about this and what you can do about it.
Well, the first thing that you brought up, the city of Reading has had 7 budget reduction hearings, and in those 7 budget reduction hearings, they put $3 million from the general fund reserve account into the general fund to prop it up. Now there's only $3 million left in that account. Risk management, they put $3 million from risk management into the general fund, and now there's just slightly over $6 million in that account. Now keep in mind, risk management is where the city pays for and takes care of lawsuits. So we can't be taking any more money out of the risk management. And general fund reserve, $3 million, then it's zero. That means we have nothing in reserve. So you're right there. As far as it is REU, I've been saying that REU is being used as a slush fund, a piggy bank, whatever you want to call it. It's got those two loans for those parking loans that are, one's 40 years old and one's 38 years old, and city staff told the grand jury that probably never be paid. And then there's the in lieu, $7 million. There's over $2 million being taken out of the general fund. Out of REU and put into the general fund. So we're close to $10 million. So we need to take a long, hard look at where the money is and where the money's being spent. And when I'm elected to city council, that's one of the things I will do, because I don't plan on being a part-time city councilman. I'm retired, so I have the time that I can spend looking into these issues and representing the people, because when I'm on the council, it's not going to be Gary's one of them. It's going to be one of us, the 90,000 of us, 92,000 of us in Reading, will have someone that's on the council.
I appreciate hearing that, Gary. Can I punch in one final question here for you, or
sure.
Statement, whatever you
call
it?
Yeah, we got to take a break right after that.
Okay. All things being said, what we just addressed and what you just said to us about the condition of the general fund, how is it then that we can say that the employees, the management employees of the city of Reading, are doing a good job? They obviously aren't doing a good job, or we wouldn't be in this condition. And I know the economy is bad, but if they're doing their job, this wouldn't have happened.
Well, you know, real quick, let me answer that. I do not blame the city employees. This lays at the feet of previous councils. Previous councils had to pass contracts. Previous councils take the action. Everything goes through a council. So staff can make recommendations, and council can take that recommendation. But council is the ultimate authority, and it takes 3 votes or all 5 votes, either way, to talk to an issue. So I put it right at the feet of previous city councils. And I've got some information I'm not going to probably go into today, but there's information showing that this is the case.
Okay.
Hey, John. Thank you.
Okay, John, thanks for your phone call. We've got to take a break,
John.
Here.
Bye.
Carl Lindabot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Join us after these messages.
Okay.
Never before has the city of Reading faced such serious financial concerns, due in large part to the decisions made by previous city council members. That makes this coming election a defining moment in our city's history.
Hi, I'm Gary Cadd, candidate for Reading City Council. I've attended all but one city council meeting since January of 2007. When I speak before council, I'm passionate about the issues at hand, and believe me when I say they have never been more serious than they are today. Reading taxpayers and ratepayers pay over $90 million a year in salaries and benefits. That works out to over $1,000 for every man, woman, and child in the city of Reading. It is vital to the economy of our city that upper management, followed by union members, be willing to pay the employee portion of their pension payments, and the city leaders must lead by example. We all need to do our part and make the sacrifices necessary to rebuild our local economy. That is why I'm asking for your support and your vote in the coming election.
Paid for by Gary Cadd for Reading City Council.
Hi, my name is Heather, and I work at Espresso Joe's. We've been in business for over 34 years and have the very first espresso machine in Reading. Espresso Joe's has over 30 gourmet coffees to select from, and we can brew them over 60 different ways. Not only does Espresso Joe's have the drink of your choice, but also an extensive array of espresso supplies so you can brew your own.
Not sure how to use that espresso maker? Just ask me. Need a quiet place to drink your espresso? Go next door to our community room. Open up your computer and use our free Wi-Fi. We want you to enjoy your experience. Come and meet the T&B Sweeties and order your favorite cup of coffee. Espresso Joe's is located inside the Backroom Brew at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Sundays. That's Espresso Joe's at 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis at westcoastsustainables.com.
Shasta County residents deserve honesty, integrity, and accountability from all their public servants. With proven leadership skills, experience, and fiscal responsibility, Les Baugh is again the right person for County Supervisor District 5. He brings his continued commitment to serve Shasta County on a full-time basis.
My name is Les Baugh. Listening to you, I helped stop tank, fought Forest Service road closures, helped push back unneeded septic tank fees, and spoke out as your public voice. I have helped across my district with everything from business expansion to fire suppression. I work tirelessly to help all residents of Shasta County. When reelected, I will continue to promote community, public safety, jobs, and business with a proven commitment to responsible financial management. I work for you, and I'm available. My personal cell is 941-4748. I would sincerely appreciate your vote. Thank you.
Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect Les Baugh, County Supervisor, District 5, 2010.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
Welcome back
down.
To Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It's 8:55 in the morning. This portion of your show brought to you by B&T Satellite right off Airport Road. 244-1988. He's got some great deals out there. You can get 123 channels on HD for $25 a month. You can just call Doug Tooley out there at 244-1988. Our guest is Gary Cadd, candidate for City Council, Reading. And let's go to the phones. Bob, we just have a couple minutes left.
All right. I have a couple quick questions.
Okay.
One for Mr. Cadd. What career did he have?
What career have I had?
Yeah. What did you do?
I spent up before I moved from Alaska here and got married to a lady here in Reading. I worked in Alaska, and my last job before I retired was working for ASRC, Arctic Slope Regional Services, as a chemical operator on BP's side of Prudhoe Bay. And I spent a tremendous amount of time working in Prudhoe Bay. I also was a deckhand on a longline halibut fishing boat in the Gulf of Alaska. And then I also spent a time as a legislative aide and budget analyst in the Alaska State Legislature.
Do you believe in pay by merit?
Pay by merits?
Yeah, by what you do. Do you believe that some deserve more than others by what they do?
In other words, if you if you're rated higher in your job than other people, you get more money. Same job, is that correct?
Like a doctor to a laborer.
Well, a doctor gets what the going rate in the private sector is. Are you speaking of like public employees? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, yeah, I'm comparing jobs, but you know, because another question I had is like, would you consider yourself a socialist? Or a capitalist?
Well, I'm a capitalist, of course. I'm not a socialist.
So why should everyone in the city take the same cut? Isn't there some that deserve more than others?
Well, the cuts that I am advocating taking is called the employee portion of the pension. This employee, I'm not asking you to pay the employer portion. I'm asking you to pay the employee portion. That's the portion the employee pays.
But isn't there some in the private sector that get those complete packages?
No, there's not.
You could prove that? You
know that as well as I do. The private sector's been taking a beating for years.
There's some of the private sector that aren't hurting, aren't there?
Pardon me?
Isn't there some in the private sector that still aren't hurting?
Well, there might be, but the private sector pays for itself. It goes out and earns money. The public sector, we the taxpayer, pay for it.
Well,
we need to move on here.
Hey Bob, we're literally in our last minute. I wish you had called like 5 minutes ago.
I got another two quick questions that Jim Murray has been bringing up.
Well,
a 0.5% of the rate hike, or rate hike included raises for the workers on the REU side. Maybe he can comment on. And then a 0.5% rate hike go to subsidizing contractors. Does he know anything about that? What's he going
to
do?
Hey, Bob, we got a break. We got to get ready to leave here in less than a minute. Thanks for your phone call. You know, those questions are going to take, those answers, I think, are going to take longer than 30 seconds.
Yeah, they should have been called in a lot sooner than when he did.
Okay, there's some other things that need to be looked at, too, along these things with contractors and money being paid and if the city is helping and all that. But that's a separate show. You got like 15 seconds, Gary. How do they get a hold of you?
All I can say is you can go to GaryCad.com, my website. And ladies and gentlemen, I just ask you when you vote, whether you're absentee or whether you go to the ballot, to please put your mark beside Gary Cad's name. I will be there to serve you, the people of the city of Reading.
Okay, Gary, thanks for being here today. Tomorrow, our guest will be Chris Young.
Tomorrow's Chris Young. We've got Frank DeSalvo, and we have the Soup Kitchen people on. We're going to be serving at the Soup Kitchen. This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Fox News Radio. I'm Lisa Brady. A second day of California campaigning for First Lady Michelle Obama as President Obama focuses on radio and TV ads for Democrats before a final weekend on the road. Next stop for the Tea Party Express, Paducah, Kentucky, where Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso is live.
Arrived at the Tea Party Express rally here in downtown Paducah. And there was a car fire just a little ways away from the buses interrupting things for a bit, but the fire department are arriving and they just put it out, so the Tea Party rally expected to get underway shortly. And the star of this rally, it's Tea Party-backed Rand Paul as he fights for the state's open U.S. Senate seat. Lisa?
Thanks, Jeff. The panel overseeing the financial bailout holding a hearing on the foreclosure mess, Delaware Democratic Senator Ted Kaufman warning of staggering new losses if investors lose confidence in banks' ability to properly document mortgage ownership.
The possibility is especially alarming coming so soon after taxpayers spent billions of dollars to bail out.